Well, family, God bless you. Remember, touch and agree with someone. It will be done by your Father in heaven. I turn this call over to our host. Sister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, God bless you, sister.
God bless you. God bless you. We do touch and agree this morning. We are so thankful that this Tuesday we have been given by the Lord. We thank you so much, Minister Robin, for greeting and spiritually feeding all of our guests and all of our regular listeners. My name is Tammy, and I am greeting you normally from Columbia, South Carolina, but this morning, because we did touch and agree, I am greeting you on the way to Florida, just outside of Orlando. We thank God for his provision. We thank God for his favor. Hallelujah. We welcome you all to the Master's Call, and thank you again for joining us. And we wish to extend to you the warmest of kingdom greetings, as Minister Tiffany loves to say. We begin our day together on this call with prayer. It is all about the Master, our Creator, and our Father. And the Master's Call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon in October on the 25th of 2010. These two anointed and wonderful dynamic ladies received a mandate from the Lord to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And hallelujah, it has been going forth as requested. Our scripture reference for this call that the Lord gave them for this mission is Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, 5 to 5:30 a.m. Pacific time and 8 to 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. You can listen to any of the call playback on the same day by calling the number that you dialed in on today, 712-432-0075, the PIN number. Excuse me, that's 712-432-1085, and use the same PIN number, 957-677-POUND. The Master's Call has also been blessed with a website, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we love to have your feedback and your praise reports, and you can send those to us at our email, which is mastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. You can also reach us if you would like to become a prayer intercessor, or if you would like to send your prayer request to us to that same address, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. And the vehicle that brought us all together is the Artist International, a Christian health and wellness company that was founded by the Diaz de Leon family more than 20 years ago. If you are not an artist distributor, we encourage you to get back to the person who invited you to this call. And if you are a distributor, we invite you to go to your back office and see the many promotions that are available to you. We thank God for you, and we thank God that you have joined us on this call. In this year of 2012, we are excited about what God is doing. We are on our consecration. We are moving forward, hearing the call of God and being stretched by our mother eagle. We are thankful for the opportunity to stand before you on today. And at this time, we're going to ask our minister, Candy, to come and open us up with prayer. Hallelujah. We stand against anything that may hinder this call on today, Lord God, that we will receive your word as you have commanded the speaker to give. Minister Candy, can you hear me? Are you there? Minister Candy, you may need to unmute yourself by hitting *6. Minister Candy, can you hear me?
Minister Tammy, just go on, please, and just lead us in prayer, please.
I will go ahead and open us up in prayer at this time. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you on this morning. Lord God, we ask you to look over this call on today. Father God, we thank you for the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father God, who were obedient to your call, Lord God, to create the master's call. Father God, we thank and praise you on today, Lord God, for their obedience, Lord God. We thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family, oh, Father God, for their obedience, Lord God, for providing a vehicle, oh, Father God, for health and wellness, Lord God. We thank and praise you for all of those listeners who call in on a daily basis to hear your word, oh, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, to have your way on this call on today. Father God, we thank and praise you for all the things that you are doing and all the things that you are going to do. Lord God, we thank and praise you, oh, Father God, for the scripture, oh, Lord God, that you've given us, that you hear our prayers, Lord God, and that the prayers of the righteous avail of much. Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy on today, God. We bind up any attempt to distract, Father God, to hinder or to hamper this call, oh, Father God. We thank and praise you that the word will come forth, oh, Father God. We ask you to bless the speaker, oh, Father God, that you will be able to pour out into us what you have given to her, oh, Father God, to pour out unto your people on today, God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that you will strengthen her and help her, Lord God, to continue in her walk of faith. We thank you for all of the Master's Call listeners and ask you to bless them as they go throughout this day. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name, believing with faith that it shall be done. Amen. Amen. Well, at this time, this morning, oh, Father God, we declare that nothing will stop the word from going forth. Our speaker for this morning is going to be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our founder of the call, one of our founders of the call, who has been given the torch by Dr. PK. And we continue to keep Dr. PK Roberts in our prayers as she moves on to do more and greater things that the Lord has called her to do. We are introduced to some, and we present to others our Mother Eagle, as she's affectionately known to us here on the Master's Call. She's also the shepherd of this body. She is a doctor. She is a pastor. She is a doctor of divinity, and she hails from Dallas, Texas. Currently, she is in Prairie View, or near Prairie View, Texas, caring for her parents and watching after her mother, Josie, who is recovering from surgery. And we thank God that he was able, that he was willing to provide such a speedy recovery. Dr. Vanessa, after a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, accepted her calling to the ministry. She enrolled in Oral Roberts University in 1990 and it was ordained as a minister of the gospel in 1995. As I said, Dr. Vanessa currently lives in Dallas, Texas, where she is a pastor over a full-time ministry. And she served as the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center. She is also travels internationally, ministering the practical and prophetic word of God with Gathering of the Eagles ministry, along with teaching weekly classes in her Gathering of the Eagles Bible Institute. Pastor Vanessa strives to help equip the saints in becoming the most effective witnesses of our Lord Jesus Christ. Her unique approach to expounding God's word was sturdy. Hallelujah, it will. For she is an anointed mouthpiece. She is a prophet. She is an intercessor of Father God, and she is an anointed woman of God. And she is used as the mouthpiece of the Lord to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God. We now, without further delay, present to you Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Ms. Tammy?
I can hear you well, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you so much for that very kind and extensive introduction. You are such a blessing, and we appreciate you also while you're traveling, stepping up to the plate. And to our entire Master's Call family, we just say welcome, 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 and extend you the warmest of kingdom greetings. I am always so humbled and honored when I hear all those chimes of people calling in from north, south, east, and west to celebrate what God is doing here on the Master's Call. We do not take you for granted. Dr. P.K. Roberts and I began this journey with absolutely no clue of how it was going to be used so strategically by God to be a blessing, and we are humbled and honored every day. And in this season, we are just so sensitive to what God is doing as he is truly using this call as a platform to stir the hearts of each and every one of us. It's not about us. where we come each and every morning to fellowship, to be inspired, encouraged, and enhanced, and empowered by thus saith the word of God. So, again, I am grateful, humbled, and honored that you are with us. And as we are on this 37th day of Lent, can you hear yourself say hallelujah three more days? What God has been speaking to our hearts, stirring in us, stretching us, mandating to us in this turbulent season, not just naturally, but even spiritually, as there has been such a war in the heavens for the will of God to go forth. But I'm so glad that we know it's a fixed fight, and we've read the back of the book, and we know that we win in Christ Jesus. So, again, I'm honored today. We're going to continue in our series, and as we stay sensitive, upcoming to Palm Sunday and on to Resurrection Sunday coming thereafter, this is the most strategic time for the body of Christ. This is the most pivotal time in all of the realms of the heaven when the dividing line and the winning blow was given, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So on this master's call, we're learning how to pass our tests. So we don't just have a mummy. We also have been consistently and intentionally acknowledging Women's History Month, National, International Women's History Month, and celebrating. I've had some ask me, and many have enjoyed me bringing up historical facts. I'm a teacher. I'm a prophetic teacher. It's so important for me to empower God's peoples with the tools. The Tao Chinese proverb says, you feed a man, he eats for a day. You teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. And so it's about empowering you with the tools to know and to be aware of what's happened in our past so we can understand our necessary contributions for the present. And when I was at Spelman College, those were some exciting, life-changing years of my life. Every day at Spelman in Atlanta, they drilled into us the importance of female excellence. As my dean would say, you're here to learn so you can go out and make a difference. And I have endeavored in my life as a woman of God, as a female, as a woman of color, to make a difference. And so I'm going to tell you about some current women just real briefly before we go into our message, why it's a passion to know history. Jill Abramson is the executive editor of the New York Times. Everybody hears and knows, and many of us read regularly, the New York Times. It's a female who is the executive editor. She succeeded Bill Keller on September 6th of 2011, becoming the first woman to hold that position. Mrs. Abramson was previously the managing editor, and that was a position she held since 2003. Another very powerful, prominent woman that most of us have heard of. I was so honored. She came to Spelman all the time, way back then and even now, is Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou is an American author and poet who has been called America's most visible black female autobiographer by scholar Joanne M. Braxton. She's best known for her series of six autobiographical volumes, which focus on her childhood and early adult experiences. The first and most highly acclaimed book was I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. It was the first of 17 books. She's won so many awards over the years, and she truly is a woman of excellence we celebrate. Concepcion Arenal, I think I said that right. Sound good anyway. Concepcion Arenal was a Spanish feminist writer and activist born in Ferrol, Galicia. She excelled in literature and was the first woman to attend university in Spain. She also pioneered and was a founder of the feminist movement in Spain. Mary Lou Awatika, A-W-I-A-K-T-A, is an Eastern Band Cherokee author. She is renowned for writing several books that blend stories, essays, and poetry, and she is a leading voice for the Cherokee Nation. See, these are sisters who trail the blaze, which should encourage us. We've got something to do. Many of us have heard of Angela Davis. She's an American political activist, scholar, and author. She emerged as a nationally prominent activist in the 1960s when she was associated with the Communist Party, USA, the Black Panther Party. But today, she works tirelessly for prisoner rights and has been among her continuing interests of critical resistance. And she talks and highlights some of the things and inconsistencies that go on in our prison system. Julia Constantino Burgos Garcia is considered by many as the greatest poet born in Puerto Rico, and along with others was one of the greatest female poets of Latin America. And last but not least, Marquita Poole Eckhart was a producer for CBS News for more than 30 years. She was a senior producer for DuPont Columbia's award-winning broadcast. Many of us watch it every morning, Sunday morning, with Charles Corral and Charles Osgo for 16 years, and she won Emmy Awards during that time. So we celebrate the women in our life. We're encouraging you to walk up and hug and let the women in your life know. Some may not be known by many, but they're known and loved in their circle of influence. And in this National History Month, we want to celebrate the accomplishments and embrace what God is doing in us and through us. Amen. Well, we've been on a series entitled "The God's Master Plan of Faith and Be the CEO of Your Dreams. Be the CEO of your dreams. We are encouraging us to take responsibility for what God has given us, downloaded to us, entrusted in us. Stir up the talents, the gifts, and do what it takes to hone them and let them reach that place of excellence so that they're used efficiently for the kingdom of God. And in God's Master's Plan of Faith, we talked about the DVA of God, of dreaming big, believing big, and achieving big. And our text scripture, for those who may be with us for the first time, was found in Mark 11, verse 22 through 24, very familiar passage when Mark was speaking predominantly to a Jewish audience, and he was reminding us that Jesus said, have faith in God, and we've been teaching you that really means in the Koine Greek, have God kind of faith. See, there's different kinds of faith. There's that shallow faith that only your big toe is in the water. And then there's that faith when you dive in like an Olympic triathlon or something, head first in. And God is saying, it's a no matter what, I am going to do this to the end kind of faith. And that verse goes on to tell us not to climb our mountains, but to speak to our mountains and believe in our heart. And whatsoever that we believe and say and stand firm on, we know that God's going to do it. And as the CEO of our dreams, we were going through the DREAM, and we've done the D in dream, where we talked about dare to believe. You know, a lot of times when we share our dreams, sometimes not with those who we should. Remember Joseph, that people can't get with you because they are not trying to be stretched. They're not trying to spread their wings and be the eagles to soar. So you, if God has stirred you, won't give you any peace about something. Dare to believe. Defy all odds. And then put some action with it. Do it anyhow. We talked previously about you've got along the journey to be determined and diligent. Determined in your mindset. And diligent, meaning it's not the last thing. No procrastination is in it. It's your God-given dream. It's my God-given dream. So we have to be disciplined daily. See, if we do it inch by inch, it becomes a cinch, and we really do get it done. And God helps us as we get out of park. You can't help a car when it's in park. You got to change the gears and get in the right position to keep your dream first and utmost in your mind and heart. In other words, when we talked about that D, we talked about keeping the main thing the main thing. And then last time we talked about the R of reach for the stars and always rise to the occasion. A lot of times when you don't feel like it. You speak to your feelings. We've talked and drilled into us from Romans chapter 7 and Romans chapter 8. Read those whole chapters because Paul goes into detail, reminding us we are not emotionally led. We are spiritually led. Most of you every day are not emotionally led to work. You use many a prompter because your paycheck you want to make sure is right. So don't say, well, I can't help it. No, you got up, you're going to get up and go to work because you got responsibilities. Well, in the realm of the spirit, we must be spiritually led, meaning when our feelings are going haywire, hormones are harping, and everything is going crazy, you remember that what is the Spirit of the Lord saying? I am going to have the eyes of faith because I walk by faith, not by sight, not by what I see or what it feels. And so we're learning to rise to the occasion. Then we talked about rehearse and rejoice. Rehearse and rejoice. To get a perfect practice makes perfect. And as we reach for the stars, to know that God will help us and go before us and make those crooked pathways straight. We're talking about God's master plan of faith. Be the CEO of your dreams. Dream big, believe big, achieve big. And in the E, you got to equip yourself daily for success. Equip yourself. Ephesians 6 talks about daily put on the whole armor of God. We can't keep being spiritual streakers. Some of y'all old enough to remember the fads that went on in the 70s of folks just streaking like in their birthday suit, taking off running. Well, see, you got to put on every day. Your loins girded about with truth. Every day, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Every day, cover your heart, guard your emotions with the breastplate of righteousness. Every day, put on that helmet because crazy thoughts are going to come. You can't stop the bird from flying over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest. Put the helmet of salvation so you think the thoughts. Put up that shield of faith so when folks come at you and fiery darts come at you and the devil is just being the devil, those fiery darts hit that shield of faith and they fall null to the ground. What does that look like? When you say something positive and someone comes back, I don't know, that ain't going to never work. He's like, no, it may not work for you, but you know I've got an attitude and I have the gratitude of God and I'm going on. See, that quenches that fiery dart because when they came with negative, you quenched it back with positive. And the most important, the only proactive when you're equipping yourself is what? The sword of the Spirit. Every other piece of the garment prepares you to take a hit, prepares me to take a hit. The only proactive piece of garment is to study the Word. Why do you think the enemy fights us so hard on reading, on studying, on meditating? Because when you get it inside of you, nobody can take it from you. I used to love how my father and older black people, especially grandparents and great-grandparents, that's why education was so important to them, because they had been stripped of so many things. But once you get it in your head, once you learn the knowledge, if they take everything from you and drop you off 3,000 miles on the other side, it's in you. You've been educated to understand and know, and you can start again. You and God can start. So you got to educate yourself. You have to believe in self-improvement. Artists, distributors, we got to self-improve. People of God, if you say you're called to be a minister in the marketplace, you ought to know some minister scriptures that help lead people to God. You ought to notify our faces every day with the joy of the Lord. We ought to be asking God to order our steps so that we are ready, prepared, educated to handle whatever comes. So that we can soar like the other E in dream. You're an eagle. We keep talking about your eagle's going to soar above the clouds, soar above the storms of life, soar above the winds of adversity. And when you're soaring, that last E in dream is you're going to endure. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. I used to love to tease people. They used to tease me a lot in seminary because, you know, great when you take Greek or Hebrew, it makes you really decide whether Jesus called you to seminary. And I remember many times when we'd come there all excited and everybody had a different Jonah in the whale story of how God dragged us out of our profession to go to school, to be educated, so that we could go out. That was my track. Everybody's track is a little different. But it was always amazing to me when the adversities of class, and we realized we were in a real master's program in school, all of a sudden, I'm not sure the Lord called you. And my simple question was always either he called you or he didn't. You're going to have to endure because it's going to be rough. Nothing God assigns us to do is not going to have some hiccups of life. Nothing God assigns us to do is not going to have some potholes that try to disalign and knock out of alignment what your plans were. Nothing we're assigned to do doesn't have a devil. And when you get the correct mindset, oh, it's going to help somebody this morning, that the devil's job description has not changed, that he's come to kill, to steal, and destroy. But God made us a promise that he has come that we might have life and life more abundantly. So we've got to make a decision to endure, a decision, I'm not going to quit. That's why that phrase, no matter what, speaks more to your spirit than it does to your mind, because your spirit is finally being fed the nourishment it needs to know I can lift my hands and even with tears streaming down my face, know that God's going to make a way out of no way. I can open up that refrigerator and feel a cool breeze, but know that God is my Jehovah Jireh. I can go out on the world and people who I thought were my friends and thought we're going to be encouraged. I know you're my Jehovah Shema. Your presence is always there. You're going to decide to endure. That's why we read the history of Black History Month, Women's History Month. Read past people's accomplishments because it encourages us, because everybody had to fight a good fight of faith and had to endure. So today in our dream, and us staying the CEO of our dreams with our letter E in dreams, we're going to decide today, before you run out the door, don't get dressed. Put on your spiritual armor. Read your Ephesians 6. Know it in your spirit and mind. Equip yourself daily for success. Get your mind battle ready. Choose to educate yourself every day, even if it's 15 minutes, ought to be some time of self-improvement, of reading a book that empowers you, of studying your word, of something that helps you. We can't always get out because then you're on fumes and you're acting ugly and just not right because you haven't encouraged and educated yourself and meditated on the word of God. And then see yourself as the eagle you are. It may be some little chicken and turkey that comes in, but you remind yourself, I am God's eagle. I am built, equipped, and destined to soar to the destiny God has for me. And I'm going to endure no matter what. And when you make that decision, that's God's plan of faith, his master plan of faith, being the CEO of your dreams, dreaming big, believing big, and achieving big. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I can. Back to you.
Thank you, woman of God. She is a prophetic and anointed woman of God. We thank you, Dr. Vanessa. And again, if you did not have your notes out, we want to remind you that you can go to the website to play any of the messages since inception of the call at themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we don't have time to go over all of the points, but my God, she's given us a word on today. Have God faith, speak to the mountain, declare. Dare to believe, oh, Father God, meditate on that word and put on that breastplate of armor every single day. At this time, we're going to call up Minister LaShawn to give us our closing, to seal our word for today, the anointed word that we received on today, and to bring our prayer request before the Lord. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you well.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for that word this morning. Father God, we come to you this morning requesting that breastplate of armor. We ask you, Father God, to continue to put that bit of faith in our mouth so that we not only profess your holy word, but teach others to do the same. Father God, as we were taught to go out into the marketplace and be ministers, we ask that you please guide our feet, guide our steps, and guide our minds so we can say the correct thing to get your saints to you. And Father God, as we come to a close of this call, we ask that you please watch over those with the prayer request. Father God, continue to bless and heal Mama Josie. Father God, please continue to bless and heal Papa Preston. Lord God, please continue to heal and help the faith and the hurt feelings of Mama Whitaker. Father God, all the prayer requests that were sent to us, we ask that you please continue to bless them and remind them that there is no failure in you and that you make no mistakes. Father God, we bring to you Marquise Dendy. Please watch over his feet as he runs the track. Father God, you know that this is a gift that you gave to him, so please continue to bless him and heal his feet as he right now is going through issues and problems with them. Father Lord God, we thank you so much for the sun, the moon, the stars. We thank you, Father Lord God, for all that you do and will continue to do. And all these wonderful things, we praise and bless you in your heavenly name. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister LaShawn, for that beautiful prayer, closing us out and bringing our prayer requests before the Lord. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting and spiritually feeding all of the Master's family on today. We thank God for Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, Father God, for stretching us. We thank God for her. We thank God for the word that we received on today, a prophetic and rhema word on today. We thank all of you, the Master's Call listeners, for calling in. We love you. We love you, and we pray that you will have a blessed day on today. Meditate on this word, apply it to your life, and be his ministers in the marketplace. Remember, we love you, and we will hear you on the call tomorrow. Goodbye for now.